This is the spoiler-filled review of London Has Fallen, starring Gerard Butler and Aaron Eckhart. And Morgan Freeman, you can put him in there as well. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this in pause, hold off when I actually listen to this whole thing, because in a couple seconds, I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So alright, the synopsis is as follows. We have... event in London for the Prime Minister's funeral, Margot Bannon discovers a plot to assassinate all the attending world leaders. So yeah, that's exactly what the plot was, and there's not much to say besides that, because it really is a carbon copy of Olympus Has Fallen, which is, this is the sequel to it. So you have a lot of returning folks coming back. You have Morgan Freeman, of course, Angela Bassett returns, the lady in the first one, where she held out for a long while until Aaron Eckhart said, go ahead, give him the password. She's back in there. It's kind of cool to see her face again. It's like, oh, snap, I remember you. It's kind of cool, but back to the movie. The plot for the movie is very, very Die Hard meets something else action-related. It felt just like that. Michael Bannon is unstoppable. No one could take him down. He takes down a ton of bad boys. And he feels... It looks like he's the Terminator on steroids. Even though he's supposed to be a human being. So, this character here, which is a person they're trying to bomb in the beginning. So, it's Ammar Bakari. They try to bomb him and his family. But they fail to do so. They killed everyone else but him. So, he's like the typical bad guy where it's like, yep, you missed me. Now, 2 years later, he decides, I'm going to take my revenge out on everybody. So, he kills the Prime Minister. That causes everyone to go to his funeral. Every important leader. So, when those important leaders get there, he takes them out one by one by one. And it happens seconds between each other. So, it's like a domino effect. So, it's crazy when you see all this go down. It's like, oh, snap! Explosions, shot in the face, explosions. So he's even better than the Marvel universe where they had Hydra, because he had a lot of folks in many different layers of the government imposing their will, and it's like, wow, in 2 years you can do this? That's crazy. And no intelligence could tell you that, yep, something's about to happen. So that gets crazy. Then you have Michael Bannon's wife is pregnant, so I think she's like 7 or 8 months pregnant, because she's very, very quick. Once he came back, they had a child. I'm not sure how far beyond that was, but otherwise, he had the child. So, it's kind of crazy to see this whole movie. It has a lot of action. There's a lot of Morgan Freeman. Not really. There's a little bit of Morgan Freeman. He pops in. Of course, he plays the same role as before. Oh, I negotiate while the president's away. And this time, he's the vice president. He's no more the Speaker of the House. So it's kind of cool to see him get his upgrade. And he has a semi-pivotal point in the movie. It gives like a hint to Michael Bannon's character. So it's kind of cool to see him there. Then you have more of Aaron Eckhart. He does more action than the last one. The last one, he just gets beat up every single second. This one, he gets a little bit, his butt kicked a little bit. But he also saves Michael Bannon a few times here and there. So it's kind of cool. It's starting to go to the realm of White House down, where, you know, Jamie Foxx's character was the president. And he got in action as well. So it's kind of cool to see that Aaron Eckhart is not just your run-of-the-mill president. He had a couple of jokes in there, and he helped with the action a little bit. So it's kind of cool to see him. The only downside to this movie was that it felt like your typical bad guy situation, where it's like, oh, you failed to kill me, so I'm gonna take out everybody you love. And then he has like an unwhelming force where it's like, wow, how do you get all these people to come and help you? And of course, no one knows it until like the very last minute. And then eventually he gets destroyed. So it felt very, very, very predictable at times. So it really is just the first movie. Just you add on like one or two more scenes in like a different surrounding. So instead of the United States and Washington, D.C., now you just be like, oh, we're in London now. So it is crazy. It really is. But if I said to go watch this, I'll say go watch it. You can pay a regular ticket for it. It won't be so bad if you pay regular admission. I wouldn't mind it. You probably wouldn't mind it as well. It's a lot of action. If you love action, then this is the movie for you. If you want a story, a high story, then you might want to stay away from this. But action-wise, yeah, pay a regular price ticket. And if you really want to save your money, then go matinee. But yeah, I could say you could do a regular price ticket. You won't be too pissed off. But yeah, that's my review on it. Leave a comment below of what you thought of it. I could definitely read it back off, see what you thought about it. If you liked my review, if you didn't like my review, let me know. You can find me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter, at DwightAntC. That's DwightAntC. And again, that's DwightAntC. And yeah, that's it. I'm out.